Sokala Duma Radio.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Sokala Duma Radio. I am Nkululeko Nkewu and this is another episode of The Big Interview. In this week's episode, we're speaking to Jabulani Maluleke, the midfield maestro from Polokwane City. He's also a former SuperSport United player, about his thoughts on the team's current form, the fixtures against Orlando Pirates and Kaizer Chiefs. Enjoy the interview.
Sokala Duma Radio.
We're now joined by Polokwane City midfielder Jabulani Maluleke. He's been in the game for a while now. He's a midfield maestro with an eye for a goal and a couple of assists to his name already in the PSL season. Jabu, we thank you very much for joining Sokala Duma Radio. How's it going, sir?
I'm okay. So far, so good.
The win from Ajax Cape Town, it was a difficult game that you eventually won on penalties. Can you reflect on that, beating Ajax Cape Town on the Telkom knockout?
Yeah, I think... Firstly, I'd like to thank the boys for the work that they put in, all the hard work that they put in during the game, and they fought as a team, going forward and defending. And we hate about the result. It was not an easy game to play against Captain Ayer, but we managed to come up victorious at the end of the game.
Well, look, man, you're quite an influential player for Polokwane City, and that has been happening throughout the seasons. And earlier this year, you signed a contract extension with Polokwane City. We'll get to that. But talk to me about what kind of environment is Polokwane City to a point where you stayed there for 3 years and you've extended your contract there. What kind of vibe is the Polokwane City squad?
I think the most important thing is the bond among us players in our team, understand? So that's the thing that keeps us going at the moment. And I'm here with my stay at Polokwane and I'm enjoying my stay and I'm enjoying my football. So because in the Super Sport I was not playing regularly. So coming here, it came out to be a good move for me coming to Polokwane, because that's where I managed to revive my career and start going and start helping the team going forward.
And looking forward now, so far you've done well in the Telkom knockout. Did you watch the draw yesterday, and what did you make of the draw, the team that you were able to be drawn against for the quarterfinals?
Yeah, it was a fair one, understand? So we hit about the draw. Even though we're playing a big team, but we cannot give them that respect at the end of the day. We just have to go there and play our normal football without no fear. So, just hoping for the best coming the day of the game.
And the last result that you had against the same team in the league, do you remember that game? You had an assist there. I mean, that was a very nice, a lovely game where it was 2-2. Take us through that game. I mean, is it going to be as easy as that? Is it going to be a tight match as the 2-2 match against Orlando Pirates in the league?
Yeah, it was not an easy game to play, but I think I enjoyed the game. It was a very entertaining game for the fans and for us as players. We enjoyed ourselves. So it's a game that I will never forget, because it stays us apart, because we were winning 1-0 and they came back late in the game and equalized. And yeah, I did have an assist in the game. So far, I'm happy with my performance, because I've been contributing to the team and more assists have been happening throughout my combination up front, yeah.
And the next immediate opponent, of course, before you play Orlando Pirates, this is going to be a hectic week for you, because the next immediate opponent is going to be Kaizer Chiefs. They just defeated AmaZulu 3-0. What do you say to the team as a captain? What do you say to the team when you are about to face Kaizer Chiefs? I mean, they're doing so well now. They're on form. They defeated Sundowns. AmaZulu draw with Pirates, so they are in good form. So what do you tell the guys in the dressing room?
I think team are in good form now, and I think it's the right time to play them now, because also in a good form. We've played 3 games, I think it's 1 draw and 2 wins. So we're looking forward to the game. All I can tell the boys is to calm down and play our normal game as we've been playing throughout the years that I've been here. So just have to entertain to be happy playing against Chiefs, because playing against Chiefs is not a positive. So for the guys, I just have to cool down and play and enjoy football at the end of the day.
Are you scared that you may be on the receiving end of another 3-0 from Chiefs because they are in good form?
I think the last time we played Chiefs last season.
Yeah, the last time you won them 1-0, but based on their current form, do you have any fears that they will wallop you 3-0?
I see no chance in them beating us 3-0, but we'll give them a fair good game. But I think we'll give it our all. But I see ourselves coming up victory at the end of the day, because we inform also, they're informal also. So I think we will win the game. I've got that confidence that our boys will be on top of their game, more especially playing Chiefs at home.
So that's your message to the Polokwane City fans?
Yeah, my message to them is that to come into the stadium in numbers, to come and cheer for us and be our fans, as they've been loyal to us throughout the years. So we hope we won't disappoint them, understand? So we can give them maybe 3 points going back home this night. On Tuesday night.
All right. So back-to-back matches against Kaizer Chiefs and Orlando Pirates. What is your wish? What is your wish for the season? You're playing in the Telkom Knockout. You've qualified for the quarterfinals. You are currently in 12th position in the league. What is your wish for the season? I mean, you are 35 now. You are approaching the twilight or the end of your career. So what is your wish for the season for Polokwane City as the captain?
My wish now is to maybe to win just one trophy with them. It can be the league or the Telkom Cup or any trophy that is there in the league. If I can achieve that, because I've been a super sport and I've won trophies, and I'm here now. So my wish is to at least to make another one for my career and for the team to get a trophy, so that I can be, my CV can be okay, yeah.
So a Telkom Knockout would do for you? You would be happy about that?
I think if we can reach the final and win the trophy, I think that's our biggest wish now. So we can be happy going out to the break of December. Yeah.
I was speaking to your coach, Bernard Mulekwa, about Rodney Ramakalera, and I asked him how did he take the news of not being part of the Bafana squad, especially considering that he's the top goal scorer. What have you seen from his body language, and did you have any chat with him about Bafana? Do you think he deserves to be in that squad?
I think we all know in football just has to wait for his turn, but I'm happy with his progress. Since the beginning of the season, he's been doing well for us and he's been doing well for himself. So, well done to him. And what I can tell him is that to keep going, understand? You never know what will happen throughout the season. But definitely, he's one for the future. So, his age is on his side. So, I think in the coming future, he can be the top scorer of the league and coming to play for the Fana Fana. Just wishing the luck, the best of luck, and keep going strong.
Do you think he deserved to be in this squad, though, the one that was called last week?
I think he does deserve to be in the squad that is going to play on the 10th. So, but with the selection of the coach, we do respect the selection, and we just have to tell him that to come down and wait for his turn. But he does deserve to be part of the national team. Yeah.
Now, you remember the incident between Cape Town City and yourselves, where a goal was disallowed for Cape Town City and a penalty was controversially given. For a man of your experience, we've since found out that we've been informed by SAFA that the referee and his assistants, Mr. Muvali and Mr. Jefta, they were suspended. They will only now officiate in the PSL or the NFD next year if they do well. Next year they will be monitored. Do you think that is enough of a punishment? Do you think there's more that SAFA can do to avoid bad refereeing?
I think it's a pity that it happens to him, understand, that he's a new rifle in the PSL, understand. So it was not a good decision to lose on that day on a penalty. That was not a penalty, but with due respect, I think the decision was harsh for him to be suspended, understand. I think a better punishment must be can be made, understand, but for him to be punished like that, I think it was too harsh for him. But we just wish him well and he can come back and do his job.
Mm. So you would not advise for someone to be suspended for 3 months? What would be the best solution for you?
I think it was we all make mistakes. We all human beings, understand. So no one is right, understand. We all human beings. So I think he has learned this lesson. If the decision has been taken already, but I cannot tell on which punishment should be given to him. But I hope he just has to come back soon into his job.
And I've already alluded to the fact that you are chasing 36 now. You've extended by 1 year your contract, which will end, I suppose, at the end of the season. Talk to me about what does Jabu want to do after football. Are you already thinking about that?
So far, my contract is coming to an end this season.
At the end of the season.
By the end of the season, my contract is coming to an end. So nothing yet has been finalized between the team and I. So I just have to wait and see.
I mean, your level of influence, though. I mean, you've of the 12 goals that have been scored by Polokwane City, you have been involved in 50% of them, meaning that you are very influential. So does that suggest that you still have a lot to contribute to the team, even going forward to age 37, 38, perhaps?
I think I'm taking it just one step at a time, understand. But my contribution to the team, I think I've played a major role to the team, whereby I have to lead the team as a captain, and I have to be there whenever the going is getting tougher to the team and lead the boys, understand. But to my contribution of assist in the team, I'm happy, and I'm looking forward for more to give your guys, our strikers, maybe a top goal scorer. I just wish maybe he can come to our side this season to prevent the Premier League for our boys to win the top leading goal scorer.
So with the 33-year-old Sipiwe Tshabalala being recalled to the national team because of his form, I mean, if you have 12 assists this season, would you also expect to be called up? I mean, that sounds fair enough. If you have 12 assists, you're already on 6 assists.
I think it's up to the coach himself to understand whether he will include me in the national team. But what I can tell you now, I'm focusing on the team, understand, more than the national team. But if the call-up comes up, I'll be more grateful for it and more privileged to be part of the national team, because it's everybody's dream to play in the national team set up.
All right. Jabu, we thank you very much, and I mean, we wish you the best of luck for this week. By the end of the week, you would have defeated Chiefs and Pirates. That would be great. By the end of the week.
And lastly, can I say something, man?
Yes.
I just wish to like to wish give good luck to him, because he has been selected for Sikwesa to be selected in the national team.
Mm.
Understand? Yeah, so credit to him, and hope he does play and give credit and give what we know him best in the field of play. Since he's my homeboy, understand, I like to wish him well.
Nice.
Special to him and Morgan Gold. They are my homies, so I like to push them and make them work more harder when it comes to the national team. Yeah.
I mean, that they will definitely hear the message on Sokala Duma Radio. Jabu, we thank you very much for your time. You will beat Chiefs and Pirates this week, and you will be a hero for the nation.
I would love to be in the winning side at the end of the day. Thanks.
All right. Thank you very much, and we appreciate your time.
You're more welcome, sir. Thanks.
Sokala Duma Radio. Sokala Duma Radio.
Thank you very much for listening to The Big Interview. My name is Nkululeko Nkeu. Until next week, take care.
Sokala Duma Radio. Sokala Duma Radio.